Thank you, Basil. Good day, Millsy. In the race for the White House, the showdown in South Carolina is next, with the latest candidates debate there today and the primary election on Saturday. Bernie Sanders, the Vermont senator, is the clear frontrunner after his runaway win in Nevada. Joe Biden, the former VP, has long considered South Carolina to be his firewall. In fact, he must win there to have any chance of stopping the Sanders juggernaut.
Do you think you can win here in South Carolina?
I know I can.
By enough?
By plenty.
The latest poll average has him leading Sanders by 5% in South Carolina. The senator making his way there has seen much bigger than normal crowds this week.
My God, there are a lot of people here tonight.
Yet Sanders finds himself under fire like never before. He's now catching flack for defending the late Cuban dictator Fidel Castro on CBS 60 Minutes.
We're very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba. But, you know, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing?
That's brought an avalanche of criticism, including from South Carolina's most powerful Democrat, Congressmember Jim Clyburn.
When I heard that, I shivered. That reinforced the fear that South Carolinians have about his so-called democratic socialism. I think that was an unforced error.
Now, Michael Bloomberg, he was pretty average in the first debate. Will he be there again?
Oh, he'll be there again. Bloomberg, of course, we're talking about the billionaire former New York mayor, comes into today's face-off after that shaky first debate last week. Bloomberg has a lot to prove, and he might be hoping that Sanders takes most of the incoming verbal fire during the debate. Meanwhile, Donald Trump in India is talking about the coronavirus-battered Wall Street.
Our market will jump thousands and thousands of points if I win. If I don't win, you're going to see a crash like you've never seen before.
And Millsy and Basil, a new CBS News poll, finds 65% of all registered voters believe Trump will, or probably will, win a second term.